31 yards. McPherson. And Cincinnati is heading to the Super Bowl. He called it again, I'm sure. He walked up and he goes, "Can you believe, coach? We're going to the Super Bowl." And they did it. They beat Mahomes at home. Wow, Joe Burrow. No way. Only two quarterbacks have won an FBS national title game and a Super Bowl. And that's Joe Namath and Joe Montana. And Joe Burrow's trying to be the third.
Is this real life? No, seriously. Is this real life? The Cincinnati Bengals are going to the Super Bowl. Hold on. I gotta wait. Just give me another second with my damn water. It's been 5 days since the Bengals clinched a berth in Super Bowl 56. And guys, I'm still trying to process it. It doesn't seem real. And I know you guys have been waiting for this podcast. I've been waiting for this podcast too. I'm still in disbelief that the Cincinnati Bengals are going to the Super Bowl. In my lifetime, I've been saying, of all my years being a Cincinnati sports fan, I told myself that I will never, ever see a Super Bowl from the Bengals. The only time the Bengals will go to the Super Bowl is when I die. I just wanted one playoff win. Just one playoff win. I got that. Then, the Bengals finally win their first road game ever in the playoffs. Then, the Bengals win the AFC Championship to go to the Super Bowl for the first time since 1988. I've been waiting for a postseason run with my Cincinnati sports teams for all my life. I've been waiting for it. I thought the Reds were going to do it. They've let me down. The Bengals have been to the playoffs in my lifetime 7 times and have lost in the first round 7 times. I just wanted a playoff win. Just one. This year, in 2021, I get my first playoff win ever to experience. And I get to see the Bengals play in the Super Bowl. In the Super Bowl! Are you kidding me? Holy shit! This is such a special time in the city of Cincinnati. Guys, I'm still in shock. Like, I'm gonna go over this game, but you know the title of this podcast. It's called a Depressed Cincinnati Sports Fan Podcast. People have been telling me that I have to change the name because the Bengals are on the Super Bowl, so you're not depressed anymore, Jesse. You're not. But I can't change the title of my podcast. But I would let you guys know that I'm not depressed anymore. I'm not. I'm a happy man. I'm a happy man. Whew, wow. So the Bengals beat the Kansas City Chiefs in overtime last Sunday in Arrowhead Stadium. 27-24. What a game. Holy shit, the Bengals on the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, I can't believe it. In this game, guys, the Bengals trailed 21-3 in the second quarter. You hear me? The Bengals were down 18 points at that stadium, the loudest stadium in the NFL. With a chance to go to the Super Bowl, the Bengals were down by 18, and they rallied to defeat that team in that stadium in the AFC Championship game. Are you kidding me right now? Now, I'll be the first to admit, when the Chiefs scored in their first 3 possessions, it was looking like it was going to be one of those Chiefs explosions in offense where they're going to probably score 40-plus points. It looked like it. The Bengals defense just looked very off. And I was just like, damn, this is how this special season is going to end. But this team just defied the odds. They don't give up. I'm so stupid for doubting this team. And for doubting that quarterback, QB9, Joseph Lee Burrow. I don't doubt Burrow's ability when it comes to leading a team to victory. But in that magnitude of this game, the way the defense was playing and the way Mahomes and that offense was just going score, score, score. The first three possessions, I didn't think there was, I thought it was going to be too much for the Bengals. But man, they were calm. Down 18, they were calm. Unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. So here's how this game went. First quarter, Bengals get the ball. Three plays, they punt the ball. Chiefs get the ball. They went 11 plays, 84 yards, took 6 or 9 off the clock. Patrick Mahomes found Tyreek Hill, right hand corner of the end zone. 7-0 Chiefs. I'm like, okay. So the Bengals get the ball back. Bengals get 14 plays, 61 yards, 6 minutes, 41 seconds off the clock. Ended in a McPherson 32-yard field goal. So 7-3 Chiefs. Chiefs get the ball back. They went 7 plays, 75 yards, 3 minutes, 22 seconds off the clock. Mahomes found Kelce for a 5-yard touchdown reception. 14-3 Chiefs. Bengals get the ball back. 5 plays. They punt the ball. Chiefs get the ball again. 8 plays, 72 yards, 4 minutes, 56 seconds off the clock. Mahomes found Mecole Hardman, 3-yard touchdown catch, 21-3. And I was just like, oh my gosh. The Bengals have to score. Under 2 minutes left of the first half, the Bengals went 7 plays, 70 yards, 3 minutes, 59 seconds off the clock. Burrow found Samaje Perine, with a short pass through the left. Perine just bursted down the field. I was shocked. I was like, oh my gosh, he just turned the Jets. What a run. 41 yards, 21-10. And I'm like, okay, all right, can we stop this Chiefs offense? Do not let them score. So the Chiefs went 7 plays, 80 yards, minute 5 seconds off the clock. So, 21-10 Chiefs. They got second and goal after 1. 5 seconds left. Head coach Andy Reid was like, okay, should we kick the field goal? You should kick the field goal to get the points. It would have been 24-10 at halftime. But Patrick Mahomes convinced Andy Reid, no, let's go for the touchdown. Let's do it. With 5 seconds left, I'm thinking to myself, okay, you get 5 seconds left. If you can't see it, just throw the, if you can't see anybody open, throw the ball in the end zone. You'll probably get a second, 1 second left on the clock to kick the field goal to make it 24-10 at halftime. But no, Patrick Mahomes tries to find Tyreek Hill to the left. Eli Apple in great position makes the play for no game. Time runs out. Chiefs get no points. Bengals only down 11 points at halftime. Seems familiar because the first meeting between the two teams back in January the 2nd, the Bengals trailed the Chiefs at halftime 28-17. Only trailed by 11 points. In the AFC title game this time around, Bengals only trailed by 11 points. So it was pretty much the same thing as the first meeting. That was the biggest play of the game. Because in my head, Bengals defense was like, you know what? We still got this. And this Bengals team were like, you know what? We're okay. And I bet Chiefs fans were like, shit. Shit. If I was a Chiefs fan, I'd be like, take the damn points. So when they ran that play, I was like, wow. That's what I said was watching the game with my brother. I was like, wow. They really had the balls to call that play with 5 seconds left and no timeouts. Oof. So the Bengals only trailed 21-10 at halftime. It felt like the Bengals were down by 30 because the Chiefs offense was just rolling. So for only to be down by 11 points at halftime, the way they've been playing, I was like, okay, this team's still in it. So the Chiefs get the ball to start the second half. They went 5 plays, and they finally punted the ball for the first time in the game. Then the Bengals get the ball. They only went 4 plays. They punted it. Chiefs get the ball again, 5 plays, and they punt the ball. So the Bengals' defense has adjusted. Defensive coordinator Lou Anarumo has done it again, just like the first meeting. First meeting, the defense allowed 28 points in the first half. And then the second half, they only allowed 3. So I had a feeling that they were going to make defensive adjustments in this game. And they did. So the Bengals get the ball back. They went 11 plays, 52 yards, took 5 minutes and 42 seconds off the clock. It ended in an Evan McPherson 31-yard field goal. Sounds familiar. Bengals only trail now 21-13. The lead is down to 8. Chiefs get the ball, ran only 2 plays. On 2nd and 3, Patrick Mahomes tries to sneak a pass to his receiver, and B.J. Hill tipped the ball and intercepted it. Bengals ball at the Kansas City 27. I'm like, holy shit. The Bengals are in this game. Pressure is now on the Chiefs. Momentum's on the Bengals. I was like, whoa. I jumped out of my couch and I'm like, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. We got them. Bengals did. They got them. They got the Chiefs now. Bengals get the ball. 5 plays, 27 yards, 2 minutes and 4 seconds off the clock. On 3rd and goal from the 2, Joe Burrow finds Ja'Marr Chase for a fade route for 2 yards and the touchdown, 21-19. And then the Bengals, obviously, were going to go for 2. Wide receiver Trent Taylor went in motion, and then Joe Burrow finds him wide open in the end zone. 2-point conversion, 21-21. And I jumped out of my couch. I went to the kitchen, and I was like, holy shit. I didn't get no food. I was just pacing around. I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. This game just made a turn. It was 21-3. I was thinking, what the hell? And that was 21-21? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness. So 21-21 as we headed in the fourth quarter. The Bengals are in this. The Bengals are a quarter away for potentially going to the Super Bowl. My heart rate went up. I was like, I was nervous, but I was like, you know what? This team got this. I had confidence that this team was going to win this game. After they tied this game, I had confidence they're going to do it. They're going to fucking do it. So the Chiefs get the ball. Their offense was just bad in the second half. But you credit this Bengals defense for the adjustments they made. 3 plays, they punted the ball. Patrick Mahomes went down on a split sack by Trey Hendrickson and B.J. Hill for a loss of 9 yards. You could tell, you know, Arrowhead, the roar of that crowd. Boy, were they quiet in the second half. They knew that momentum has been switched. Whew. So the Bengals get the ball to begin the fourth quarter. The first offensive possession of the fourth quarter. Joe Burrow throws an interception to Ladarius Sneed. Ball was intended to Chase. I think Joe Burrow thought that it was going to be a free play because somebody from the Chiefs definitely lined up offsides. I saw the replay. I think we all did. I'm like, offsides. So Burrow thought it was a free play. And then Chase was hold during the whole time while he was running his route. So they should have called a flag on that. So that interception was a bad pass, but then again, and Burrow threw that for a reason, so the refs just fucked that up. So that was unfortunate. So the Bengals threw that pick. Joe Burrow threw that pick. I'm sorry. Then the Chiefs get the ball back. And they only went 3 plays, and they punted it. Trey Hendrickson sacked Pat Mahomes for an 8-yard loss. So the Bengals defense was just on one. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. The Chiefs offense just looks so sad right now. And then Bengals get the ball back. They went 11 plays, 46 yards. Took 6 minutes and 23 seconds off the clock. Guys, Joe Burrow is just, this guy is just wild. So on 3rd and 7 in the drive, right? Joe Burrow escapes 2 sacks, both from Chris Jones. and he gets the first down of 7 yards to the Bengals 31. It looked like he was going to get sacked. And then he did a Houdini where he got out of that, started running to the left. Jones tried to get his legs. Joe Burrow high-stepped, and he just went to the first down line and got it. I was just like, this man's a fucking baller. Just incredible. And then in another 3rd and 7, Joe Burrow runs up the middle on a scramble for 11 yards to the Bengals 45. And I'm like, with a bad offensive line, Joe Burrow is doing this. This is why they call him Joe Scheisty, Joe Burrow, Joey Franchise. He's incredible. He's incredible. Then T. Higgins had a big catch on this drive on 1st and 5 that got the Bengals into field goal range. And then Evan McPherson hit a 52-yard field goal. 24-21 Bengals, 6 minutes and 4 seconds left of the game. Whew, boy, was my anxiety levels and my heart rate were all the way turned up. And then it got me flashing back to the first meeting, okay? The Bengals got the... No, sorry. It was 31-28 Bengals. And then the Chiefs tied the game up with a field goal in the fourth quarter to make it 31-31 with 6 minutes left. And then the Bengals offense got the ball back and they won the game. They didn't let Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs offense get back on the field. So, when the Bengals took the lead in this game for the AFC Championship, with 6 minutes and 4 seconds left, I'm thinking to myself, the Bengals offense might not see the field again. And that was that freaked me out. I was like, oh boy, the Chiefs can run out the whole clock and potentially either tie the field goal or score a touchdown to win the game. So the Chiefs did win 14 plays. 49 yards, took all the clock out. After the 2-minute warning, what a crazy sequence in this. So, 2nd and 6 at the Bengals 11, all right? Mahomes scrambles to the left and gets 4 yards out of that play. Trey Hendrickson, he was running around trying to get Patrick Mahomes. Shout out to Hendrickson because, it looked like he needed oxygen mask because he was running around. And he needed like a couple of plays to like just collect himself because he was running, and trying to get that man. So shout out to Trey for that. 3rd and 2, Bengals call a timeout. Chiefs get the first down on 3rd and 2 to the Bengals 5 with 1:30 left. Timeout Cincinnati with 1:26 left. Oh boy, my anxiety was all the way up. 2nd and goal at the Bengals 4. Mahomes sacked by Sam Hubbard for a loss of 5 yards. I'm thinking to myself, holy shit. All right. Timeout Chiefs with 39 seconds left. 3rd and goal from the Bengals 9. Mahomes scrambling around, all around. Sacked at the Bengals 24. He fumbled it. Hubbard got the sack and the fumble, but the Chiefs recovered it at the Bengals 26. So the Chiefs started that drive at the Bengals 5, and now they ended the drive at the Bengals 26. So the Chiefs called a timeout with 3 seconds left. And then Harrison Butker, at one point, it looked like a chip shot field goal. Now, this is a 44-yard field goal attempt. And he calmly made it. At one point, when the field goal was up, Mike Hilton came from the right-hand corner. He looked in great position to block that field goal. I was like, oh, shit. He was that close from getting the ball in that. But Harrison Butker nailed a 44-yard field goal. 24-24. Overtime. 2nd consecutive overtime game for the Chiefs in the playoff. You know what they did to the Buffalo Bills in the AFC Divisional playoff. So the coin toss. Brandon Allen calls heads. It was tails. Arrowhead Stadium Ward. Patrick Mahomes was like, yes. From the look of it, Chiefs fans thought they won the game. And they viewed the camera on Joe Burrow, and he was like, damn. And I know Josh Allen was watching the game, And he was just like, pain. And I'm like, I feel you, brother. We're going to get this win for you and Bills Mafia. So the Chiefs get the ball. And I was just like, fuck. Because I hate the overtime rules in the postseason. Because if the Chiefs score a touchdown, game over. Joe Burrow doesn't even see the field in overtime. So the Chiefs win the toss. They get the ball. And this drive for the Chiefs only lasted 3 plays, 14 seconds. So the first play, incomplete. The second play, incomplete. But Eli Apple dropped a walk-off pick six to the Super Bowl. I jumped out of my couch and I said a lot of profanity. And Eli Apple, as much as that man has driven me crazy all season, he has played really well for this Bengals team. And he deserves a lot of credit for his resurgence. But damn, dude, you had a shot. And I was talking to one of my homies during the week. And I said, would have been crazy if Eli Apple had a pick six in this game. Because Twitter would have exploded. Because that man has been on Twitter just talking a lot of shit. And people have given him a lot of shit. And Eli Apple knows how to back up shit on Twitter. But damn, if he would have just picked this ball off and take it to the end zone to clinch a berth at the Super Bowl. In the Super Bowl, like, wow. Twitter would have been broken because, whew, that man has a lot of haters. So I bet his haters, when he dropped that pick, were like, oh, boy. And I was just like, oh, God, this is going to come back to bite us. So on third down, Mahomes looking deep to Tyreek Hill. What a play by Jesse Bates. The ball was batted down by him and went into the hands of Von Bell for the interception. He returns it to the Bengals 45. What a play by Bates. Because that pass looked like it was going to get completed. It looked like Tyreek Hill was going to catch that. But what a play by Jesse Bates. By the way, Jesse Bates, his first ever playoff go-around has been just sensational. That man needs to get paid. Playoff Jesse needs to get paid now. Because, whew, he's had such a tremendous postseason. And his first go-around, incredible. So, Von Bell got the interception. Okay, when I was watching that, right, I thought it was an incomplete pass. And then my brother told me it was intercepted by Bell. And I was like, wait, what? Because I jumped out of my couch. I was like, incomplete. And he told me, no, it was an interception. I was like, holy shit. So the Bengals get the ball at the 45-yard line. Whew. Bengals go 9 plays, 42 yards. Took 5 minutes and 24 seconds off the clock. Key plays in that drive. Joe Burrow finds T. Higgins for 9 yards in the first play. Then in second and 8 at the Chiefs 40, Joe finds T for 8 yards to the Chiefs 32. First down, field goal range for Evan McPherson. And then 2 big runs by Mixon makes it a chip shot field goal attempt for Shooter. And then in comes Evan McPherson with a shot to send the Cincinnati Bengals to Super Bowl 56. To the Super Bowl for the first time since 1988. McPherson, as you heard in the beginning of this podcast by Jim Nance, from 31 yards out, ball game. The Bengals are going to the Super Bowl. There is a reaction video of me and my brother when that happened. I like yelled. I cried. I cried because of all the years and all the pain and hurt that the Bengals and the city have done to me when it comes to these teams. It was just all that pain washed away when McPherson nailed that field goal to send the Bengals to the Super Bowl. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I can't believe it. Can't believe it. Stats of this game, Joe Burrow, 23 for 38 for 250 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick. He had 5 rushes for 25 yards. Also, CJ Uzama, the Bengals tight end, left the game in the first quarter with it looked like a serious knee injury because he put no pressure on his leg. And I was like, oh, shit. And then he came back into the game. He was on crutches, cheering on his teammates in the sidelines. And I'm like, we got to win this for CJ because he's been the emotional leader of this team all season. the Why Not Us, It Is Us. He's been that guy. So to see him leave off the field in tears, I teared up a little bit too, because I was like, man, CJ has meant so much to this team. But good news is that it was only a sprained MCL, and there's a good shot that CJ Uzomah could play in the Super Bowl next Sunday. Keep our fingers crossed, because that man deserves to be in that game. He deserves to play, and I hope that his injury will heal real quick. Back to the stats. Joe Mixon had 21 carries for 88 yards. Tough 88 yards, but he had those two big rushes that gave Shooter an easier field goal attempt in overtime. T. Higgins. I said last week that T. Higgins needed a big game, and he delivered. 6 catches, 103 yards. Way to go, T. Ja'Marr Chase, he didn't have 266, but he had 6 catches, 54 yards, and that touchdown. And he had that key block in that Samaje Perine touchdown catch in the first half. Samaje Perine had 3 catches, 43 yards, and a touchdown. Tyler Boyd, people say, well, he only had 4 catches for 19 yards, but he had 2 big third down conversion catches in the first quarter in the Bengals' second offensive drive of the game. Yes, that led to a field goal, but the Bengals needed to do something because the Chiefs scored with ease, and the Bengals' first possession of the game went 3 and out. So Tyler Boyd had those two big third down catches. Unbelievable. I still can't believe it, guys. I've been saying unbelievable a lot in this podcast, but the Cincinnati Bengals are going to the Super Bowl. Like, what? Really? In 2019, in Zach Taylor's first year as a head coach, Zach Taylor went 2-14. Last year, the Bengals went 4-11-1. Joe Burrow's first year, and in his 9th game, he tore his ACL and MCL. And this year, the Bengals go 10-7. First playoff win in 31 years. First road playoff win ever. And then they win their 3rd AFC championship title in franchise history. First since 1988. And their first Super Bowl appearance since 1988. Congrats to Mike Brown. I've given Mike Brown a lot of shit over the years, but he deserves credit. Congrats to Katie Blackburn, Duke Tobin, and the rest of the organization. They deserve this. They deserve our congratulations. Head coach Zach Taylor deserves his praise as well, too. And all the coaching staff and players in this city. We deserve this shit. We deserve this. You hear me? We've been through a lot. We've been through a lot. Let's enjoy this next week. Let's enjoy Super Bowl week with media week and all that shit. Media day. We deserve this. Oh my goodness, this is happening. This is happening. I never thought, guys, that I would be doing a podcast, especially my podcast, previewing my Cincinnati Bengals in a fucking Super Bowl. Sorry for the profanity. This is a family-friendly podcast, but I can't believe this shit. I really can't believe this. So the Bengals are in Super Bowl 56. The game will be at SoFi Stadium in L.A. And ironically, the Bengals are taking on the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams will be playing in their home stadium, quote unquote. Why? Because I don't think the Rams have a lot of fans, because it's L.A. and L.A. just has a bunch of ass teams when it comes to the professional sports teams. So the Los Angeles Rams, 12-5 regular season. Here's how their playoff win has been. They beat the Arizona Cardinals and A.J. Green and Kyler Murray 34-11 in Super Wild Card weekend. And then they beat Tom Brady, who retired this week, finally, in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 30-27 in the divisional round. The Rams did try to blow that game. The Rams were up 27-3 in that game. So they're lucky they won that game. And then the Rams beat the San Francisco 49ers in the NFC Championship game 20-17. Now, I really did want the Niners to win, because it would have been a Super Bowl rematch between the Bengals and the Niners. And only 2 times the Bengals have been to Super Bowl were against the 49ers in 81 and 88. And Joe Montana beat us. And then the Bengals lost to the 49ers this year. So We needed some revenge on the Niners, but that didn't happen, so we get the LA Rams. I'm okay with that. So, Rams, Bengals, Super Bowl 56, February 13th, 6:30 p.m. on NBC. Right now, Vegas has the Rams as a 4.5-point favorite. Of course, that's okay. The Rams have a deep roster. You got Aaron Donald, who's just a menace. Von Miller, who just scares the shit out of me because he's just the artist of the strip sack fumble. And then Matthew Stafford's having a great year. He just needed to just get out of Detroit. And then you have Odell Beckham, who got traded to the Rams during the season from the Browns. And now he's in the Super Bowl. And then Zach Taylor was offensive coordinator with the LA Rams and Sean McVay. A lot of storylines in this game. So it's going to be a great week leading up to this game. So we'll talk about that next week. I've been doing a lot of research on St. Louis. They were in St. Louis before they moved to LA. Been a lot of research on the Los Angeles Rams. That's a good-ass football team. But the Bengals can't win this game. They can. Wow. I can't believe saying that the Bengals can win the Super Bowl. Those words coming out of my mouth doesn't seem real. So the Bengals defense, back to the Bengals and Chiefs game for a second. In the first half, in the first meeting, Bengals defense allowed 28 points. Second half, they allowed 3 points. Second meeting, first half, the Bengals allowed 21 points. Second half, in overtime, the Bengals allowed 3 points. So the Bengals held one of the most prolific offenses in NFL history to 6 total points in the second half in the 2 meetings. That's insane. Like I said, shout out to Lou Anarumo and the defense for the adjustments they made. Those players played their asses off. Sam Hubbard, DJ Reader, Trey Hendrickson, Eli Apple, Mike Hilton, Jesse Bates, Von Bell, BJ Hill. Just incredible. Logan Wilson, just incredible. They just incredible. I wish this team starts off games well. I know they're a second half team. But goddamn, I want them to play a complete full game. And they've only done that twice. And that was against the Baltimore Ravens. Never mind. Ravens twice. And then the second meeting against the Steelers in Paul Brown Stadium. So this Bengals team, they know how to make adjustments. Which I love, but at the same time, it can be frustrating because I want this team to start off strong and fast. So, and shout out to Brian Callahan, the Bengals offensive coordinator. Both him and Lou Anarumo are going to get head coaching interviews from teams, and they deserve it. I'm selfish and greedy. I want them to stay in Cincinnati for the foreseeable future. So, and Joe Burrow, he's the only quarterback to beat him and Tom Brady are only two quarterbacks to beat Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. Joe Burrow is 2-0 against Patrick Mahomes, by the way. Whew. Wow. 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 Yeah, guys. That's it. That's for that recap of that game. And we'll talk about the Super Bowl next week. It's gonna be an awesome, awesome, awesome podcast show. Can't wait. I just can't believe that I'm gonna talk about the Bengals being in the Super Bowl and previewing the Super Bowl. That includes the Cincinnati Bengals next week. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. All right, quick UC basketball update. Bearcats last Sunday survived at East Carolina against the Pirates 60-59. Michael Adam Woods had 21 points. David DeJulius had 14 points, including the game-winning putback bucket with 3 seconds left. Jeremiah Davenport had 15 points. The Bearcats led that game. I think they had an 8-point lead with about a minute 30 left. And they allowed East Carolina storm back to take the lead. And thank God for Jadulius. He missed his first shot, and then he got the ball back and got the putback shot for the game winner. Ooh, this Bearcats team, they stressed me out. But who would have thought this team would be 15-6, 5-3 in league play, and this is February the 4th. I didn't think that, and I'll take that. So Bearcats were supposed to play the Memphis Tigers last night, February 3rd, but that game got postponed because of the snow ice storm that was going on in Cincinnati, and pretty much it's been going around the fucking Midwest all week. So that game will be played on February the 15th. Time and TV decisions will be determined, I think, probably next week. But the Bearcats do have a huge game on Sunday night at home against the number 6 team in the country, the Houston Cougars, coming to Fifth Third Arena, 6 p.m. on ESPN2. You got to watch that game. That's a big game. Fifth Third Arena better be loud on Sunday night. So it's a big game for the Bearcats because Houston is the best team in the conference. That's a duh. I mean, you got SMU, but it's Houston and it's everybody else. So the Bearcats want to get back in the NCAA tournament picture. You got to beat Houston. Can they do it? I think they can, but we'll see. Houston's a great team. Houston could definitely make it to the Sweet 16 or even more because last year this Houston team made it to the Final Four. So big game Sunday at 6 p.m. on ESPN2. And then the rest of the week for the Bearcats looks like they will be playing at South Florida Wednesday at 7 p.m. on February 9th, and then they'll go to Tulsa next Saturday, 8 p.m. That's on February the 12th. Whew. It's been a podcast. I'm just really happy. It's just, I'm not even depressed. I'm not. So FCC Soccer, they're doing some preseason games right now, and their season opener is 3 weeks away, and they'll be playing against Austin FC. Down in Dallas. So FCC Soccer is about to start real soon as well. So we got lots to cover when it comes to them. But guys, I want to say thank you guys so much for just being here in this podcast since day one. I've endured a lot when it comes to my Cincinnati sports team. A lot. You've heard me yell on this podcast. You've heard me be silent because I'm really sad and depressed. But the fact that the Cincinnati Bengals are in the Super Bowl and they have a shot to hoist the Lombardi Trophy, it doesn't seem real. This seems like this is not real. But I know it's going to hit me. I know it's going to hit me on next Friday. That's when it's going to hit me. I don't know why next Friday, but I just have that feeling. Maybe media day, but I think next Friday, that's when it's going to hit me. So to all my loyal followers and to all my new followers, I love you guys. I love you guys. And hoo-day. I got nothing else. The only games you guys need to be watching this week is Bearcats basketball. They play Sunday against Houston at 6 p.m. on ESPN2. That's the game you guys should be watching on Sunday because I ain't watching the fucking Pro Bowl. I don't give a shit about the Pro Bowl. So this is going to be the longest. It's been the longest 10 days until the Super Bowl. Well, now it's 9 days, but it's going to be the longest 9 days leading up to the Super Bowl. But I just can't wait. So you guys stay safe out there because this snow and ice storm was pretty wild. But honestly, I'm not a weather person, but it seemed like it was like a mini bust. That's just me because I'm not really too fond of the Cincinnati weather media. I don't know why I'm talking about the weather on a sports podcast, but that's just me. All right. I will talk to you guys next week. Hoo day, hoo day, hoo day. And we are out.